Okay. Well, I'd like to keep these down to an hour. Did everyone who is on the call receive two emails from me yesterday? Actually, you got three. One was the agenda, which enclosed an email within the agenda that set out what I had originally suggested as a timeline. And then I then sent around an email that had all the materials that Caroline Chacoin had pulled together. However, I'd added to that list Ethan's recent memo to the task force and the site that Mr. Jones had, I had sent around earlier a URL for that, but it's a site dedicated to the UDRP. Patrick Jones, I think Christopher and he have been having some email exchanges.
Yes, that's correct.
So did everybody get that information?
I did not receive the one that had all of the documents from Caroline Chacoin. I received the others.
And this is who?
Scott Donahue.
This is Ethan. I didn't get it either.
Okay.
Neither did I. This is Carmody.
Okay. I got some failure notices yesterday because it's huge. Carmody.
I didn't get it either, Cole.
Why don't you just resend it now, sir?
Yeah, the problem I may have is I may have to go to that list of everyone and send it individually because I got a thing saying it didn't go to the UDRP list, and it may be that because it didn't go to the list, it did not then go to any of you, although I do know that Christopher...
Yes, I have received it.
Christopher got it, but of course I don't have him on my list, so he got it separately. So what I'll do is I'll send it to everybody individually rather than to the list.
Jay, this is Pelage. How big was the file?
Oh, Mike, don't ask me a technical question. I don't know. It just said it was too big to be taken.
Well, I'll put it this way. What I will tell you is we're using Major Domo, and Major Domo, if the file is over a certain size, will bounce it. So...
Yeah, I can tell you right now, the problem
is
my computer has run out of memory, and so it's so big that even getting the email, I'm waiting on more memory. Let's see what it says here.
Pretty huge, the file, actually.
But don't worry, I'll push it through if you resend it.
Or put it this way, Glenn, could you maybe just upload it to the DNSO website, and then that way it will be easier, because... even some internal email systems, if it's over a certain size,
yeah.
will bounce.
It says here 552 message exceeds maximum fixed size,
yes.
And then it has paren 2 million,
mm-hmm.
looks like, or 2, yeah. Don't
okay,
ask,
don't
it's,
worry,
it's numbers. I don't know anything about numbers, guys. That's the reason I'm a lawyer.
I'll get it pushed through.
Okay, I'll send it again, and then I will individually send it to each of the committee members because I have your individual email. Okay, let's do the roll call real quick. I'm J. Scott Evans. I'm the non-voting chair, and I'm present.
Dan Steinberg, GA.
Mike Pelage, registrars.
Tim Cole, providers.
Ethan Catch, e-resolution panelist.
Scott Donahue, CPR panelist.
Christopher Toh from Hong Kong, Asian Domain Name Dispute Resolution Center.
Tony Harris, ISPCP.
Philip Shepard, complainant.
Jim Carmody, NAF panelist.
Tara was going to have to drop off, so she may already have done that, Glenn. And if she comes back, if we hear a beep, we can ask people who have joined us to identify themselves. All right. I'm trying to find my email that had the attachment with all the information since nobody received it. But we have, I want to say we have 11 papers that are in the queue to be reviewed. That includes the paper, the memo that Ethan has prepared for us. And then we still have the results from the UDRP questionnaire that were sent to the ICANN website that need to be put into some sort of chart, as have the others already have the charts for the those that were received to the DNSO website, and so it seems to me that that's our two areas that we need to concentrate on is getting those paper. Let's see, make sure here. There are 11 papers, and then there is, of course, as a 12th, just as an aside, I put Patrick Jones' website on there, and you'll be receiving this. The email has a link to all of the papers on it, and it also then will have attachments that cover some of the materials. There's some summaries. There are some survey charts that were turned in by members of the committee that did their survey charts. They've been prepared. All of that is attached. There are like 15 attachments to the email. So that sort of is the universe at this point to get sort of a lay of the land of the materials that we need to go over within the next few weeks in order to then move on. Now, I had originally proposed that we have a preliminary report by December 14th, and Scott had suggested that he felt that that was rushed, given that we didn't know sort of the universe of materials we were dealing with. And so what we need to decide now is, what do we think is a realistic timeline to prepare our work? I'm thinking that I would like to throw out and hear comments on, do you think we could have a preliminary report ready by the Rio de Janeiro meeting, which is, I'm thinking, Glenn, the end of March 2003?
Well, you've seen the amount of material, so do you think it's realistic?
I think it's realistic. I mean, the papers are long, and we're going to need, I want more than one person to review them. I'm the non-voting chair, so I'm just going to try to stay abreast of all the materials. But I think that we need to have two sets of eyes on each paper to do the summary for the whole group.
Well, it's just difficult for some of us who haven't seen the bulk of how much
right.
material is there to make an estimate.
Well, all the materials are going to do is they're going to give us a lay of land and a lay of ideas. But then we ourselves are going to then have to pull from those comments and those criticisms and or endorsements of the system and then plug those into the terms of reference, which is also in my email for today, forum shopping, publication of complaints and answers, and find where we see a consensus, both amongst ourselves and amongst the stakeholder community. And I think even with the holidays that we can have a preliminary report, be ready to begin working on a preliminary report by February 1, and then in 28 days have a draft preliminary report for us to agree on to be presented in March. I think that is not an overly aggressive timetable. That's my opinion. Anyone else? I mean, there are 11 papers.
It sounds doable, basically, it sounds doable to me.
And one of those papers is Ethan's memo, which is not extensively long. It's very concise and to the point. I mean, it's not a scholastic article. It's directed directly to us.
That's good. I think that timetable sounds sensible and achievable. Would I be correct in saying that the biggest single item of work is to put into a similar tabulated form those survey responses that are not yet in that form?
That is correct. That is going to be... It really isn't as difficult. I did it in one Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Because we broke the... We broke the responses up into a group, but why don't we? What I'd like to do at this point, since because of technical error, everyone didn't get everything, is I would like to circulate that email to everyone, and then over the next week or two, then divide up our division of labor and decide who's going to do what, and then start setting benchmarks once we have assigned the work of when things will be due. I'm just trying now to get an overall, I'm really stretching out for what I really wanted to do originally based on the fact that I think Scott was correct that it would be unfair to the process and to those of us involved to now rush this, given that the delay hasn't been the fault of the task force necessarily. And so I would like to have a final report for Montreal.
And when is Montreal?
Montreal is in June. So that would be that the preliminary report would be delivered at the Names Council meeting in Rio de Janeiro in March, and then the final report would be delivered in June, which gives us April and May.
Yeah, this time it's posted up for comments also.
That's correct. And I mean, we would post everything. Once the final report would be posted as well, once it's presented, it would be posted. That was Tony Harris, by the way, I think.
Yes.
Who, I just wanted you added to the role, Tony.
I did identify myself, actually, when you took the roll call.
So do you see that's – do you think that that's doable? I mean, basically –
That sounds doable. It sounds realistic.
I mean, if we –
like what we had originally.
Right.
Setting it as a timetable.
If we do our work on the preliminary report, the work we do between the presentation of the preliminary report and the final report should be just tweaking based on stakeholder comment. That's how I feel. I don't, Philip, you have more experience necessarily, mm-hmm. but it seems to me that that's the whole point. We put forth a report that we want to, you know, get some input on, and then we, the final formulation, though, is well done by the your preliminary report.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what I would like to do. Does anybody strongly object or think that that's too slow?
Well, Danny Younger will think it's too slow, I'm sure. But, well, we'll have to live with that.
Right. Well, unfortunately, Danny's not doing the work, so it's easy to have an opinion when you're not having to dedicate your time.
Well, you
right.
know, there'd be nothing wrong with actually setting that deadline, and if we find that it's too slow, we actually show up early.
There absolutely is no problem in that. Who is that?
Seriously managing people's expectations and surprising them pleasantly for once.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. There absolutely is no problem, and as we get into this, we find out that things are coming in quicker. There's absolutely no problem in pushing forward and presenting it earlier, provided that we are very good at keeping the stakeholder community advised that we're ahead of schedule. In my experience, nobody in this universe, to use Scott's term, universe meaning the stakeholder community and those that are active in ICANN, like surprises. So even if you're going to be early, you need to well let them know that we're, you know, feed them. And I will be giving progress reports at every Names Council meeting, which the minutes are publicly posted and the MP3 is publicly posted. So people who pay attention should know it's coming and what our progress is.
There are some, I obviously haven't seen, this is Ethan, I haven't seen the papers, but I would doubt, there's some items on the terms of reference that I would doubt are even dealt with in any of the papers.
And it may not be, but they definitely were handled in the survey. And your experience as a panelist and others' experience as providers or litigants should help us, you know, reach those as well. I mean, the papers are just one.
No, I was just saying, you know, we could get started earlier with a few of these items if we wanted to. I mean, such as, we'll just take appeals. I guess that is in the survey. I guess we would
mm-hmm.
want to have those.
It is in the survey.
Okay.
And I think, I'm not sure, but I think Professor Frumkin's paper goes into appeals as well. But we'll see as we go into it. What I would like a commitment from everyone that they will review these materials and identify to the list, to the group, where they would like to be involved, keeping in mind that what I would like to do is have a team that works on the surveys and a team that works on the drilling down the papers into an executive summary for the rest of us that will, you know, the rest of the team that's not involved in that process, an objective summary of proposals and criticisms that they glean from the papers.
When do you want us to notify you of our interest and in what form?
I would say by email to the list, to the whole list, not just me, to the entire list of what you're doing so people can all be aware. And I would say within 7 days from receipt of the email. And I will put on the email, please acknowledge receipt, so that I can keep track of who's getting it. so far, the only people I can guarantee got it were Christopher and Dr. Zhu. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I've already assumed that she was a man. So does that sound doable with everyone within the next 7 days to look over this list? Or hypertext links to everything in the email?
Reasonable.
Yep. Okay, and then there are attachments for the majority of the survey stuff attached.
Okay. I just joined the call. Are we, I'm presuming that maybe the interest might be in several areas, and if there's no interest, let's say, in one or two of the papers or something, or...
Well, what I thought I would do is try to hold back myself and try to sweep up after the parade.
Okay.
So that I could... and if you don't identify one of the teams you want to be on, even if you don't want to do the survey results and you don't have a preference for a paper, say, I would like to be on the, I'd like to work on the paper section. I don't have a particular preference with regard to a paper. Is that fair? So that, you don't have to review every paper and make your decision of which one you think you want to be involved with. And it may be that some of these papers we could group together, such as the Mueller article and the INTA response. We might be able to group those together because they're basically a back and forth on the same thing, and the same thing with the Geist paper.
I think you almost want the
same people, so they have the same set of eyes drilling those down for us. Does that sound doable to everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. So that leaves, Caroline, I don't know how much you heard, but on the readjustment of timeline, I proposed, and it seems to be consensus that it is a doable timeline, that we would deliver a preliminary report at the Names Council meeting in Rio de Janeiro in the end of March.
Okay.
And have a final report for the board and Names Council meeting in June. At the Montreal meeting.
Okay, I guess my only thing would be, and I apologize, we had our first snow, and you can only imagine.
That's one of the reasons I'm late, because I have an office. We're having ice here.
Okay, but I guess the only thing we talked about last time, do they seem reasonable? It really depends on, the kind of activities that you're suggesting. I mean, we know in 7 days, it's going to take 7 days to, develop this team. And so, again, I apologize, I'm not at the office. So if you've mapped out, though, the activities that lead us to that deadline, I'm fine with that.
And that's what I had hoped to do, is we're going to agree on a global report, when the reports will be due. Then we're going to divide up the labor in the next 7 days. We're going to try to get that accomplished. And once we do that, we're going to set benchmarks.
Okay.
And there will be deadlines, I think, for each, each group will have a deadline.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying, though, that you'll be taken, or someone's taken into account then all these interim steps.
Yes, I'm going to make sure that everything has an interim step. It's not just we're going to have a preliminary report in March and we'll get there somehow. No, I would like to have interim steps that lead us to that, because there are going to be people involved in one part of this that won't be involved in the other until we have our actual discussions.
Right.
The results of those.
And I guess I would just, being a former chair, urge you to maybe identify those benchmarks.
I will.
To make sure that Rio de Janeiro is a realistic.
Well, I will.
Okay.
We will do that. We will do that.
Okay.
So does that sound like something everybody's comfortable with? Now, the one thing I will tell you that from volunteer organizations I've learned in the past is, if you get a benchmark that you think is too aggressive, or if something comes along in your personal practice or life that is going to thwart meeting that benchmark, you need to communicate with the members of your team and with me so that we can make the necessary adjustments. Without communication, it's very poor in my mind to come to me on the 11th hour and say, oh, well, I've had a preliminary injunction motion I've had to deal with all week and I'm not going to make it, or my mother-in-law's been ill. I mean, we need to keep the communication lines open, and I can't adjust, and the team can't work as a team and pick up slack where it needs to be picked up unless we're all communicating with each other. Okay? So at this point, we've agreed to our global deadline, and we are going to, I'm going to recirculate the materials email to each person individually and to the UDRP list that Glenn is going to try to get it to go through. And then we will have 7 days from today's date, which is going to be the 11th, to identify the area which you would like to participate in. Understanding, of course, if everybody chooses the same area, I'm going to have to make the necessary adjustments. Is everyone comfortable with that?
Yes.
Does anyone have any other business they would like to bring forth? Oh, my goodness. 23 minutes. My heart is palpitating. I will get that email out. I would like, you know, everyone to feel free to discuss online. I've seen some discussions going on. I've seen that Professor Katch and I think Tim Cole have had some discussions about some of the things in his paper. I think Caroline has participated in that discussion. And I think those kinds of things are very healthy as we move forward. And I appreciate, Professor Katch, you taking the impetus that we had given you last week and moving forward so quickly. That's very kind of you.
No, thank you. Can I just add the missing people from the task force?
Eric Vilbers has contacted me, but we have not been able to catch each other. We have traded all sorts of messages. I never received an email for the Professor Juliet Ebaugh.
Well, okay, let me ask about that. She was the former head of E-Resolution.
Right.
And she is really out of the picture. If you want to, Karim Benyaklef, who was really the founder of E-Resolution, a professor at the University of Montreal Law School, if you wanted him to participate, you could ask him, and I would.
Well, if you will send me his details, because you all are were originally assigned,
yeah.
And I don't think that's a slot that I feel compelled to have to go back to the Names Council to fill, since it is a slot that's already there. It's just going to be a substituting a name.
Okay, I'll do that.
And Eric Vilbers, I'd contact her. Christopher Toe, who's on the call today, is from ADNDRC, the Asian provider. And I don't know if Dr. Zhu made it, given that she was going to be in Beijing today, but she is the panelist from that organization. I have not heard from Eric Irate, and I did send him an email. Glenn, you said him. I keep thinking it's a woman for some reason. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yes, it's a him, yes.
Okay, and I have not heard back. And then the gentleman that you sent me from Ramesh Kumar Nadahara, I have not received any response back from him either. He was the independent ADR expert and never heard back, although we do have another independent ADR expert who is not going to be participating in the day-to-day, but he wants to review and comment on our reports.
I was surprised. Eric Irati, I think he was the one that translated.
Yeah, he did.
Right, so he was very active. So maybe he's just and he's not bouncing back, you mean?
No, and I haven't received a bounce back. It may be that because he was a CCTLD representative, and the CCTLDs are no longer on the Names Council.
Scott, I think he was in the non-commercial constituency rep. Oscar Robles was the CCTLD rep.
Okay, well, I don't have that.
Yeah, Eric was one of the three non-coms.
I don't think so. No, it was Milton and...
No. The last three non-coms were Harold Feld, Eric Uriarte, and...
No, you're talking on the Names Council. I'm talking about on this committee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think Eric Uriarte was representing the CCTLDs.
Oh, okay.
And it may be for that reason that he's not wanting to participate. Maybe I should address that issue directly with him.
Sure.
And tell him that we still want him to participate, because I think that the CCTLD input is important, because although they don't have UDRP, some of them have DRP, and some of them are thinking about having UDRP. Like, and if they're going to use this, and if this gets modified in any way, it would be nice to have their input.
Scott, I have a possibly a simpler explanation to why he isn't on the call today. I participated in other task force with him, and he sometimes has to do things at the last minute and misses calls.
I just haven't heard anything back with regard to my email saying we're getting this started again, and most people sent me something back, and I didn't get anything, and I'll just follow up with him.
Is there a Wi-Fi representative?
It's Eric Vilbers.
Oh, that's Eric, right. Yeah.
And he is interested, I think. We've just not been able to catch each other. He left me a voicemail, I called, he went in the office, I've left him a voicemail, we've changed a few emails, but we have not talked, but he's indicated that he's interested.
Because the other person may be Bartholomew Mingue or Mangane, who's the new guy there who's involved in UDRP.
Well, he acted like he was real interested when in his voicemail to me.
Eric Wilbers?
Eric Vilbers, yeah.
Yeah, he's the head of the project there.
Yeah, so I think he's interested at this point.
Could you, Jessica or Glenn, perhaps just post a list of who everybody,
it's in the UDRP materials that I'm sending you.
There's that
already,
is it?
Yeah, it is. It's in that email at the bottom. Caroline had put together a list. I deleted those people that I do know are not going to be able to participate, such as Katrina.
Yeah.
Okay? Graham Dinwoody sent his apologies. He could not be here today, but he will be listening to our MP3 conversation via internet. All right? Anything else from anyone? All right. Well, we are moving forward. I expect within 7 days that everyone will have received this and reviewed it and let us know how they want to participate in what areas, and then we can then start setting our benchmarks. Okay? I thank everyone very much for coming today and taking time out of their busy and hectic schedules, and I look forward to talking with you again. Do we want to go ahead at this point and set another conference call for January, or do we want to wait until we set some benchmarks to do that and do that by email?
Why don't we wait for the benchmark?
Yeah, let's wait.
Okay. Then let's do that then. Okay? Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a pleasant day. Glenn, again, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.